Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. I'm reading from Fox News. Hillary Clinton likened Donald Trump's rally in Ohio last weekend to Adolf Hitler courting Nazis, a comparison that drew a sharp rebuke from a spokesman for the former president. I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how people get basically brought in by Hitler. How did that happen? I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Clinton said at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin. You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? Oh, yeah. Well, now I'm thinking, what is going on? What is going on when we hear a comment like that in America? Yes, that was a quotation. Those were the words of Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State and presidential candidate in the land of freedom. And you heard her compare those who cheered her opponent in the last election race to Nazis. Charming. Always charming, one of the finest high-class acts ever to grace our country. Hillary, you don't mind if I call you Hillary, do you? I feel like we've all gotten to know you so well, mostly because you just won't go away. Hillary, over the years, I have seen speech after speech, your speeches, with you shouting and raising your hands in the air and ranting and raving. I didn't like that, but that never made me think of you as a Nazi any more than I would accuse a vegetarian of being a Nazi simply because Hitler was a vegetarian, or accuse an environmentalist of being a Nazi simply because Hitler loved the forest. Hillary, let me tell you what really sounds like the Nazis. Socialism, for one. That's what the word Nazi actually stood for. National Socialist Party. Yes, socialism, as in redistribution of wealth, pitting rich against poor to come into power. The Nazis also believed in euthanasia and eugenics. Margaret Sanger, champion of the left and founder of Planned Parenthood, actually published an article by Hitler's eugenicist. And why not? She, too, was a racist who believed in inferior and superior breeds, blacks being inferior. Have you ever compared Sanger to a Nazi? Probably not. She's the darling of the pro-choice movement that surrounds you. Have you compared your own Democratic Party to Nazis? A party which, for the most part, most of them would not vote for the born-alive infant protection laws? A party that loves to mask the practice of abortion as being about women's rights, all the while ignoring the rights of the baby women, including baby women actually born as a result of botched-up abortions, and now there are places that want to put those babies to death since the abortion had been the intention. I haven't heard you complain about that, Hillary, but such practices sound very Nazi-like to me because they mimic what the real, honest-to-goodness Nazis did. How about anti-Semitism? That one was big with the Nazis. That was huge with the Nazis. Shall I go on to talk about the anti-Semitism in your party from the likes of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib? What about the anti-Israeli pro-Palestinian policies of Obama and the way he treated Benjamin Netanyahu when he came over to visit and the deals Biden now tries to make with Iran, which sell Israel up the river? Donald Trump was the most pro-Israel president we have ever had, but you compare him to the anti-Semitic Nazis. Madam, if Trump is a Nazi, your husband is a monk. By the way, why did you invite Trump to your daughter's wedding if he's so despicable? I'll tell you why. In those days, he was not yet a political threat to you personally, so you were free to see him as he really was. He had not yet run for president and beat you. You, who said you would be gravely concerned if Trump did not accept the results of the 2016 election. You said that in the middle of a debate. Easy to say when you were so sure you were going to win, but when you lost, you refused to accept the results the entire 4 years Trump was in in office now, your party labels as terrorists any who won't accept the election results of 2020. Such tactics seem familiar somehow. Oh yeah, it's the kind of stuff the Nazis did. And how about Gestapo tactics, such as a weaponized FBI, which wouldn't go after you and your proven criminal activity unless hell froze over, but who goes after the political opponents of our current administration? You see, Hillary, these are all the real Nazi beliefs. These are all the real Nazi tactics. These are all the real Nazi standards. And I would expect them from the party of slavery, Jim Crow laws, and segregation. Will the real Nazis please stand up? Well, don't just sit there, Hillary. Get up. Take a bow. You deserve it. You wanted to make a place for yourself in history? You're making it all right. This is Bob Siegel also making something. I'm making the obvious.